Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. End quote. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. I remember the first day of my first 40-day sugar fast. I came to it with great hope of experiencing joy in God's presence. I had 3 young boys, and I was worn out and joyless. As I entered into that season of fasting, I quoted Psalm 16, verse 11 expectantly, quote, in your presence there is fullness of joy, end quote. Yes, I was after joy and eager to be filled to overflowing. I don't think there was anything wrong with that prayer. After all, it is biblical. Scripture tells us that when we abide with God, we will bear the fruit of His joy in our lives. John chapter 15, verse 5. Fasting is abiding on a gut level, an empty gut level. When I stopped filling my emptiness with sweet treats so that I might be filled up with God, His Spirit surprised me. Before God led me up to the high places of gladness, He took me through a valley of deep sadness. He flooded my heart with conviction, and conviction felt more like heartache than happiness. As I realized how far I drifted from God's presence, I experienced a holy sort of sadness. No wonder I was hungry for joy. I'd wandered from the joy giver. Before I could be satisfied by His joy-inducing presence, I had to grieve over how far I'd strayed and return to Him. Quote, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Here on the second day of your sugar fast, I invite you to take an honest look at where you are and where God is in relation to you. He is not a far-off God. He hasn't gone anywhere, but it's possible that you have. It may be that instead of running to Him to fill you, you have been running to the pantry. Perhaps instead of opening up your Bible, you've been opening up your smartphone and scrolling through social media. It's not sugar, but it is another filler. What do you turn to instead of Him? Take a few moments today to consider this question. If you find that you habitually turn to anything but Him, I urge you to deal with your wandering prayerfully and to seek Him faithfully. Weep, mourn, and return to Him, for in His presence you will find the joy you've been searching for. I'm reminded of the Christmas story and of the name Jesus was given before His birth. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 proclaims the angel's message, quote, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which means God with us, end quote. The name Emmanuel proclaims Jesus' mission, to be with us. And by His indwelling Holy Spirit, Jesus remains a very near and present God. Unfortunately, our free will allows us to wander from the One who promised never to wander from us. So today, we need to purpose in our hearts and in our lifestyles too, to turn back to Him, to return. The Old Testament is full of stories about the waywardness of God's people. Their unfaithfulness broke the hearts of many of the prophets and biblical leaders. Joel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezra, and Nehemiah all fasted, praying that God would turn the hearts of His people back to Him.